if you'd like to take a seat. And now Tony and Sarah are going to come. And we've heard some little snippets about Varna over the last few weeks, and we're going to get a chance to hear a little bit longer today about some of what they got up to.
Hello, good morning. So on the screen we've got a picture you may have seen a couple of weeks ago of the group of nine of us at the church in Varna, where we were staying. They've got a lovely building they purpose-built about 8 years ago. It has some accommodation above it and lots of function rooms. But we went to visit them. I think you've heard about our visit with the church itself. But the main reason for going over there was to go and help with some of the children in the children's homes in Varna. Now, historically, going back to the communist era, a lot of the children, and they were disabled, were taken away from their parents or encouraged to be put into homes, and big homes, big orphanages where they didn't get any treatment, any help. A few years back, the EU funded building smaller homes where they could be grouped together and get away from the big orphanages. And Anne Todorov, who is our contact in Varna, works as a physio, going and visiting those homes and trying to give the children more opportunity to learn to walk, to learn to talk, to learn to interact. They don't get much stimulation in the homes. They've really got carers that make sure they're fed, that they get to bed, that they have clothes to wear in the morning. They have some teachers that come and visit them some points in the week, but most of the week they don't get a lot of stimulation. And what we were doing for most of the week was just giving them the outlet, going visiting them in the homes. We had a great little band led by Livy here, and we sang with them and we encouraged them to enjoy the music, enjoy the worship. We got out to the zoo sometimes and took them there. Just gave them outlets. We've got a little clip of video. It's about a minute and a half long to show in a moment. And that's at one of the children's homes. There were different age groups. We went to one first that was preschool. You'll see one from a primary school age group. And then we went to visit some with older children and young adults as well. This will be one from a primary school when we took some musical instruments and we gave them out to them, and you'll see how delighted they are to be able to use those instruments and share in praising God together. Thank you, John.
So that was one of the first, well, it was Monday, wasn't it, the first day we went into that home. And some of the children, it was too much for them. They had to be taken away to another room. But as the week went on, they got more and more used to us and the music, and they enjoyed it. So that was what we did most of the time. But one of the days we did something completely different, and we worked with some foster carers. So I'm going to tell you a little bit about that. So as Tony said, the orphanages were shut and children were moved into these smaller care homes. But there is a big movement in Bulgaria to move into more family-based care in fostering and adoptive homes. And this is a passion that Anne, the pastor's wife, really shares. And she's very passionate about giving good life chances for children with disabilities and for babies. So last autumn, when Lucy was talking to Anne about coming to Farna, she explained that Tony and I were foster carers, and Anne felt this was a sense of God's answer to her prayers. And because she was hoping to organise a fostering conference, and she needed a speaker. And as you can tell, I don't like being up the front. And I get very emotional. But we really felt that this was confirmation that we should be part of the group. And it wasn't certain that the conference would go ahead. And it wasn't until the Wednesday before we flew to Farna on the Saturday that I knew what I was going to speak about. And for those of you who know me, I like to plan, because otherwise I get like this. And we didn't know who was going to come or what we needed to do. And then she told us that she was expecting 45 foster carers, 10 social workers from around the region, and 60 children that the rest of the group would need to care for. There'd be a translator, and some older ladies from the congregation would feed all of these delegates and the children in several sittings. So the week before the trip, I thought, oh, I've got plenty of time, I've got some time off work, and I'll be able to prepare. And then the week before, Ofsted phoned us at work, and all leave was cancelled, and I was working silly hours. But I had a great sense of God's peace and his provision, and I was able to use the plane trip and some time on the Sunday in between church services to plan and to rest. And on the Tuesday, I woke up. I didn't really have much of a voice, but with God's help, I was able to talk, and I didn't get emotional, hard as it may seem. And I wasn't shaking like I am now. And I was able to speak with God's help through this translator, who was so wonderful, from 9:30 to 4 o'clock in the afternoon. So Anne asked me to share our personal experiences about how to cope with moving children on. Any rivalry between birth children and foster children, and my experiences of fostering babies and children with complex needs. In Bulgaria, babies who are given up are cared for in residential nursery, so they don't get that bonding with a primary carer, and families are not supported to keep their disabled children. So what I was sharing with the foster carers was a completely new concept, and how carers in this country go into the hospitals to bond with those premature babies and the ill babies. And for most of the delegates, it would have been the first time that they'd gone into a church. And the podium, like we've got here, it had the words, God is love. And that was really the message for the day. So special, because fostering is all about loving children. And I was able to share with those people how you guys, our church family, have supported us and other people who foster in this church. And that was something that Anne is really hoping to encourage, that the social workers can see that the church in Varna wants to encourage foster carers, and also for the people in the churches to become foster carers. I was able to share. Can I have your tissue? Sorry. I shared about how my faith had helped me move children on, and that I believed God had a plan and a purpose for each of the children. And George, the pastor, came in his dog collar, Andy. He was a Baptist minister in his dog collar, and everyone stood up and we said grace, and he preached the gospel using fostering as an analogy of what Christ had done for us. And over lunch, these guys were all still caring for these hundreds of children, but the foster carers came up to me and they shared their stories, and there were lots of hugs and lots of tears. And I was given the impression that the day was very different to the training that they'd had before, because we shared personal experiences and they were able to relate to one another and really get in touch with how they're feeling. And after lunch, the carers and the children went home, and the conference continued for the social workers, and there was a question and answer session, and they were just so thirsty to learn how fostering and adoption works in the UK, and we ran out of time. They would have gone on for days just asking questions. And I think it was really powerful that four of us, out of the nine of us, Livy, Tony, Felicity and myself, had fostered, and that's something that really spoke to them, that we wanted to encourage them, and we'd come over to from England. So thank you, Livy, for being there. And what really struck me, yes, there were huge differences in the resources between the two countries and the opportunities for children and families, but the feelings and the journeys of those foster carers and the struggles that the social workers have in Bulgaria are very similar to the ones we have here. And from our limited experiences in Bulgaria, I think we could all relate to Anne's passion for changing things for children with disabilities there. And I'm just really looking forward to knowing how we can continue to help. And thank you to Lucy McKeever, for going there and sharing this passion with us. And I hope it's something that can grow. So thank you.
So it's difficult to know sometimes how much of a difference you can make. Just going there for a week, some of us came away feeling, oh, you know, what difference does that make? Have we done any good at all? I know Lucy's been there for 5 weeks, and her physio will make a difference to people. But we've had an email from Anne this week. I'd like to just read it to you. She says, time flies, and since the conference, a big thank you. It was very good on the day. The foster parents were very pleased, and also the staff said a big thank you. It was so amazing that so many people were there. There's nowhere in Bulgaria that you could leave your children with volunteers to be looked after during the day. Only kindergarten, school, nothing else. A lot of people came up to me personally and thanked me for the day. So for those of us that were panicking about having 40 or 50 children that don't speak English to look after for a morning, it really made a difference. Anne says, please pray that we will find another physio or physio helper as a professional who she can train to work, as the work is just too much for her alone. At present, she has one lady who Lucy knows, but they're afraid that she will soon get burnout because she's trying to do too much. Good news is that after your time with us, one of the directors of the 8 care homes started by herself organising daily trips out away for large numbers of the children with the staff members, because she saw how much the children benefited from that. Anne says, please pray for her immediate family. They're completing a move themselves, and they're travelling to the UK this week for their son's wedding, which is a big, big thing for them. And their daughter Emma's going to be moving to the UK in the autumn for university. George did his back in, and basically collapsed from sheer exhaustion. Anyway, the builder has now left, which is a blessing. Obviously, final preparations for the wedding will finish in the UK next week. Please pray for a really good administrator in the church, as picking up pieces is hard when we are away, and the housekeeper, plowman, really wants to take a holiday, but he can't because no one else is available in the church to help. Please give our greetings to everyone at Slough Baptist Church, and thank you again so much for coming. With love from Anne. So, her greetings to you. I think we should pray for George and Anne and everything they're doing there. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the devotion and loyalty of George and Anne in working for you in Varna in Bulgaria. We thank you for the skills you've given Anne to be a physio within those homes. We thank you that Lucy's there to help at the moment and has taken some of her friends from her course. But Lord, we do pray that you'll send the right person to be with them. Lord, we've seen George and Anne live in their weakness, just lying in your strength. They pray daily for you to answer their needs, to do more for the children, more for the people of Bulgaria. And they've seen your miracles time and again. Lord, we do call upon you to provide the right person for them. And Lord, we pray for this coming week in the UK for their son's wedding. We pray that will be a great time of refreshment, a great time of family celebration, and it will draw them all together closer. And we do pray for that church as it really seeks to spread your love around Varna, that you'll put the right people in place for the administration and for Plowman, that he'll get his break too. Lord, we do just pray for everything they do, and we know you'll bless their ministry there. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.